We're beginning a new maimer, Yud Aleph Nissen, Tavshin Mem Dalid, or Dalid Mem. Ki shalcha bincha machar lemer, maha edaz v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem alekeinu eschem v'amart levincha avadam ayinu lefarei b'mitzrayim gaimer. So when your son is going to ask you, what are all these edaz chukim v'amishpatim, and you're going to answer, you're going to tell him about the fact that we were avadim to parei b'mitzrayim. V'hine inyan zeo aschalos ha-maimer harishon ha-maamorei Pesach l'chak mochad mor b'shnas hei Tavshin. Friedrich Rebbe said a few Maimarim connected to Pesach in the year Tavshin, and this is the beginning of all of those Maimarim. Kishigi al Medina Zu in Tavshin, the Friedrich Rebbe comes to America, as we know, in Tes Adar. And Vaisa Shana Hesagam Kin Shnasa Ibor Kishana Zu. It was a Shnasa Ibor, Vagam Kvi Usa Hesaka Kvi Shana Zu. It was the same Kvi says that year. Ubishana Zu, he has Chala Shnasa Meme Me'oz, and this year we are beginning the 45th year from then. The Rebbe is making a big deal about the fact that this is Maimarim that the Friedrich Rebbe spoke when he came to America, and this is the beginning of those Maimarim. From the fact that the Friedrich Rebbe chose this topic to talk about as the first topic about Pesach tells us that this is very essential and central to what Pesach is about. This is even more understood from the fact that Chazal tell us that if someone has a son, then the son should ask this question, the Manishtana. If someone doesn't have a child, then their wife should ask them this question. If they don't have that, then a friend should ask the question. And if they don't have that, if they're alone, they should ask themselves a question. So we see that asking the question is very important. There needs to be the questioning. We need to understand. Seemingly, this is just one detail of Pesach, that one of the things that has to happen on Pesach is that the child asks, and we answer. On Pesach we have a mitzvah saseda iraisa to eat matzah. We have mitzvah of the rabbanon that told us that we should drink 4 cases of wine. The question comes as a result of the mitzvah saseda that we have to eat matzah. So then the ben asks on that mitzvah, why all of a sudden? So then why is it that the questioning is so important? Number one, we see from the fact that the Friedrich Rebbe coming to America and starting off with this topic, when he wants to talk about Pesach, this becomes the first and obviously first in priority, most important topic. And we also see from Chazal that it's so important to ask to the extent that if no one is asking, you have to ask yourself. And seemingly there are more important things on Pesach. So the Rebbe begins his explanation and says that we know that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the birth of the Yiddish people. Like it's explained at length in Nevuas Yecheskel, where he explains how the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim, being in Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, is all like a fetus in the womb and being taken out and the cord being cut. All comparing it to birth. V'hainu shebizman yitzias Mitzrayim noilod mechadosh kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. Meaning to say that at the time of the exodus of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, every single Yid was reborn, the Chol Am Yisrael, the entire Yiddish nation. V'inyin zeh chayze v'neir midei shana b'shana b'chaga Pesach. And every single year, like all Yamim Tovim, whatever happened on the first time on that day repeats itself and happens again every year. So this happens every year again, that there's a rebirth. And that's why it's so important and essential to Pesach that there should be a question and an answer. Because questioning and answering, responding and teaching is what chinuch is all about. That is education. This is what education is all about. Education is all about someone not knowing something in any area of life and educating that person to now know what they were missing, what they were lacking. So it's all about the question and the answer. And obviously the question doesn't have to mean that the person asks the question. It can mean their behavior is demanding an answer, tells you that they don't know. So it's all about question and answer. So if Pesach is all about rebirth and education, it makes a lot of sense why Ki Yishalcha Bincha is so important, because that is Pesach. Ubizman Haleida the Yisrael Oz Masim Sheyudgashen Yinachinuch. So it makes a lot of sense why we stress on education as soon as there's a rebirth. And this is why the first Maimer, the most important topic of Pesach, is Ki Yishalcha. Because this is so essential to the Yom Tov, which again symbolizes birth. So we know that this bincha is referring to the ben chacham. In different places in Torah, talks about the child and what they do know and what they don't know. And the Yerushalmi tells us which one is referring to who. The question tells us something about who's asking the question. As we know, chacham mahu oimer. The chacham, what he is, he tells in his question. He tells you about himself. So this is the question of the Ben Chacham, Ma Edes Vachukim. Mishom, so why do we start with the Shailas Ben Chacham? Why does the Maimer start with that question? He could have spoken about the Tam, the Sheni Yedei Elishel. Could have started with the Pesukim that referred to them and that applied to them. Mishom Shekol Yisrael Im Bebchinas Ben Chacham. K'meshekosuv Lak Am Chacham V'Noven Agoya Godol Hazeh. So the Rebbe explains beautifully. The Rebbe says, because every Yid is really a Ben Chacham. Every Yid is intrinsically a chacham, is wise. It seems like Rebbe is going back now and saying, this is why we talk about education, going back to what we explained already a few times, because we're talking about rebirth. Obviously, as soon as someone's born, it is important to begin educating that person. So if a Yid is reborn on Pesach, it is time to start the educational process. So there's a Hemshcha Maimorim, as we said, in Tafshin, which all begin with this. Now, if this is the Ben Chacham, you cannot say that the Ben Chacham is asking what are these mitzvahs. As many Maimorim talk about, obviously this shouldn't be understood on the simplest level, that he's simply asking what is this, because then he wouldn't be considered a Chacham. Whether because Ben Chacham should know these things, or Bechlal, it's a very simple question when you just ask, what is it? In a Shaila of a Chacham, there's always intelligence. It's not just, what is this? What is this? Anybody can say. The Tam can say, Mazeh. So, obviously there's a Ben Chacham over here, and he knows, he has to know what Eidus Chokam and Mishpatim are, as the Rebbe would point out in different Maimarim, a Chacham that Torah calls a Chacham. So he must know certain basics, what Eidus Chokam and Mishpatim are. He knows that there's Eidos, Chukim, Mishpatim. You see there's some intelligence already. And he knows that they're different. And what makes them different? He understands the differences between them. And he understands a lot about the differences between them. Either he says Eschem or Esanu, because it's a little bit disturbing why he says Eschem, because that seemingly is similar to the Rasha that excludes himself. So there's another Girsa that says, he says, I saw nu, at least in the Haggadah, mitzvah elo. He wants to understand something about these mitzvahs is bothering him. And that's what he's asking. As the Rebbe will explain, Kid Lakamon later. Hamshchiyavei in the next year, Emir Tz Hashem.